Week 3, Thursday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Father's glory, Christ our light, with love and mercy comes to span the vast abyss of sin between the God of holiness and man. Christ yesterday and Christ today, for all eternity the same, the image of our hidden God, eternal wisdom is his name. He keeps his word from age to age, is with us to the end of days, a cloud by day, a flame by night, to go before us on his ways. We bless you, Father, fount of light, and Christ, your well-beloved Son, who with the Spirit dwell in us, immortal Trinity in one. Glorious things are told of you, O City of God. Psalm 86. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O City of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children. It is he, the Lord the Most High, who gives each its place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children, and while they sing, they will dance. In you all find their home. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glorious things are told of you, O City of God. The Lord is coming in power, the prize of his victory is with him. A Canticle from Isaiah 40. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has instructed him? Who did he consult for his enlightenment, and who taught him the path of justice, taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the isles like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is coming in power. The prize of his victory is with him. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountain. Psalm 98. The Lord is king, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will, they kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them you are a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offences. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountain. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. Each one of you has received a special grace. So like good stewards responsible for all these different graces of God, put yourselves at the service of others. If you are a speaker, speak in words which seem to come from God. If you are a helper, help as though every action were done at God's orders, so that in everything God may receive the glory through Jesus Christ. Responsory. I called with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I called with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I called with all my heart, Lord, hear me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I called with all my heart, Lord, hear me. Let us serve the Lord in holiness, and he will deliver us from the hands of our enemies. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us serve the Lord in holiness, and he will deliver us from the hands of our enemies. Intercessions. We adore and praise our God, who reigns above the heavens. He is the Lord of all things, and before him all creation is as nothing. We adore you, our Lord and God. Eternal Father, it is by your gift that we praise you. The wonder of our making is only surpassed by the splendour and joy of our coming to life in Christ. We adore you, our Lord and God. Lord, be with us as we start a new day. Move our hearts to seek you and our wills to serve you. We adore you, our Lord and God. To know you is to love those you created. Let our lives and our work be of service to our brothers and sisters. We adore you, our Lord and God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty, ever-living God, shed the light of your glory on the peoples who are living in the shadow of death, as you did long ago, when our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Justice, came among us from on high. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.